And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show five days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Oh, yeah, the podcast, baby. Real quick, I want to tell you about Subway, where you can try the new Autumn Carved Turkey Sandwich, which is delicious at Subway. It's a great sandwich with oven-roasted, thick-cut carved turkey made without artificial preservatives or flavors, and it's served with a new sweet cranberry mustard sauce and sliced cheddar cheese. And that mustard sauce is really cool because it's a little tangy and sweet at the same time. You're going to dig it. All on freshly baked 9-grain wheat bread. Get to Subway for the thick-cut autumn carved turkey sandwich today.
So we're heading on into Halloween weekend. Halloween itself is on Monday, but most people are going to be celebrating your Halloween parties this weekend. Quick reminder to not drink and do not drink and drive. And also, just a side note on Halloween itself, if you're going to be passing out candy, would you make it this year, if you haven't already bought, would you make it this year, don't do the little things. Be the house that everyone talks about. Be the house that passes out the big, full-size candy bars. I know, it's going to be a little bit more expensive. But the legendary status you get, well worth the cost.
Yeah, all the kids are going to be like, oh, I want to go to Mr. Big D's house again. They have the good candy.
Yep. So, I won't be doing that, but I ask that you do.
because you're going to be going around getting candy.
It's already wasted. I'm already a legend.
Do you go through your kids' candy and take the good stuff out?
No.
I do.
I can't eat that stuff. First off, I'm not a big chocolate fan. So, and most of it's all chocolate. With caramel or
how
I like caramel.
Not, how are you not a chocolate fan?
I don't know.
I've got cables, wires mixed up.
If you said, hey, here's a vanilla milkshake or a chocolate milkshake, you would pick the chocolate. I think most people would.
Hey,
I would pick the vanilla. And put a little bit of strawberries in there, like fresh strawberries.
I'm down with the strawberries.
Yeah. But yeah,
I am not down with the vanilla for candy or like white chocolate. Oh, white chocolate is nasty.
Yeah, white chocolate.
There's
used to like it
wrong
when I was a
with
kid.
It. It's not chocolatey enough. I mean, if you're gonna,
it's got a weird.
If
thing.
You're gonna call it chocolate, make it chocolate.
It's the albino of chocolate,
which is not a problem. Albino of anything is great. I have 3 albino catfish at my house, and they're awesome in my fish tank. Love them, but I don't want my chocolate that way.
Okay. So, are you doing you're not doing a Halloween thing, are you?
No.
Are you guys not doing a party?
I'm the candy passer outer, which means I'm the candy eater.
You know what I do?
It always ends up that way. Whenever the kids, Stacy takes the kids because she has like a couple friends and they all, you know, get together, their kids and our kids, and they go together, big group, you know, safety in numbers.
Now, do you guys stay in your own place or you guys travel to neighborhoods?
It all depends on... it really depends on who she's going with. You know, if she's got a friend who lives in like a really well-to-do neighborhood, then that's where they go.
It's where they have the full-size candy bars.
Yes. They go for the full-size candy bars, which I'm cool with.
Hey, man, we were talking about those old, the old school masks earlier this week. The kinds that are, they're that plastic, molded plastic with just a single elastic band that goes around the back.
I had a Luke Skywalker one, and I had a Superman one. They were great.
I remember.
They had the plastic cutout out holes for the nose. All you have is like 2 little holes in the nostrils.
Yep.
And that's how you breathe. What?
When did that go out of favor?
When did that go out of favor? When did that go out of favor?
When the
that's
rubber
not
masks.
An unusual
oh,
thing.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's a proper thing.
Plastic masks, I feel like. I remember my older brothers always had the rubber mask because it was like
when the rubber mask came in, that was expensive. That changed everything because then you're like, oh, what? And when the rubber mask first came out, if you recall, they were half the face. You put them over the – so the back half of your head was, like, normal. Now they go all the way over.
They don't have rubber masks now for little kids. They don't. Little kids' costumes, for the most part, don't have masks at all.
Really?
I mean –
they don't do masks at all?
No,
they do, like, just face painting?
Trick-or-treating with my daughter, it's either face painting or just kids, oh, look, a Superman costume or a Batman or whatever, or – You know what I'm saying?
I bet they do it for safety. I have a feeling they go, hey, you know what? It's safer because then you can identify your kid better.
It's just
because
interesting.
Because if you've got 50 Supermans or 50 SpongeBobs.
Yeah. Also, you couldn't see where you were going with those plastic masks.
They're dangerous.
On.
Yeah, they were dangerous.
So real easy to get run over by a car.
That could be why they fell out of favor.
Thank
That's
you.
That's not
way to go back to the fell out of favor.
Saying. It's not.
Yes, it is. Of
just
course, it is.
You're just our hold to her. Just because you don't.
Go ahead.
That's fine.
I mean, that's your go-to. Go ahead.
Fine. Go up the heel. That's fine. Don't make fun of the way I talk. I don't make fun of the way you talk. Supposedly.
Most of the time. Did you say supposedly?
Yeah, I did that on purpose because that's what he says.
I don't say that. I say supposedly.
Jennifer? What is the?
She said.
The teal pumpkin thing. Somebody said to mention the teal. No, that actually is the right word. It's teal. Not like you trying to say
teal. But you can
teal.
Still say teal.
Teal pumpkin thing for food allergy kids. You know what? I'm just going to – when they come up to my house, they're going to go – the parents are going to go, do you have something for the food allergy kids? And I'm going to go,
What?
Rice.
What? Is that a thing now? We don't have to, but that's what they think?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry, man.
If you have a food allergy, my heart goes out to you. It really does. But I'm not going to go out of my way to do something special. I know that sounds horrible, but I'm buying the same stuff I buy every year. And the reason I buy the same stuff every year is it's always the Reese's peanut butter pumpkins, and I like the sweet tarts. And basically,
Bubba buys the candy he wants to eat.
Exactly. I'm the candy passer outer guy. So if I'm sitting there waiting for the kids, then guess what I'm doing? I'm eating candy.
When
and
do you guys
I'm
buy?
Not going to get like hard.
Have you
candies.
Already bought?
No, I usually buy like Saturday.
No one goes to your
Sunday.
House. You live
no one goes
to
my house.
Nowhere.
I live in the country on a highway.
Yeah.
No one shows up.
Yeah.
If somebody does, you better have your gun ready.
If someone knocks on your door, not
on
good.
On Halloween,
man.
That ain't good.
That's not good. Where you live.
You're on a very busy highway.
So, when you buy, what's the day? How many days out before do you start to buy?
Usually like two or three. I usually, go into the weekend, like usually Saturday or Sunday, I'll buy them. Like,
but that means you're going to, well, like that means you're going to eat it.
No, I don't actually touch it. It's weird. I don't actually dive into the Halloween candy until Halloween night.
Really?
And I usually don't even dive into it until I'm dumping it into the big...
I'm telling you, as someone who's known you for 20-something years, that does not sound like anything you would ever do.
I know, but it's weird. I have these weird little traditions, and I've always been the same way. I've got this big, giant tub that I put all the candy into. So what I do is I start popping open the bags, and I start dumping it in, and then I'm like, okay, kids, and I always let my kids have some first. And they're like, okay, have fun, see you later. And they take off with their mom, and they go trick-or-treating wherever they go, whether it's our neighborhood or the others. And then I just sit back, and I put my chair out on the – because I can't let the kids knock on my door because my dogs will go absolutely crazy.
Do you sit outside?
I sit outside. Yeah, I have a little hefty man's chair. The little folding chairs you bring to the ballpark, but mine's rated to 450 pounds.
Oh, I got a 900 one.
What?
Yeah. No, it's totally.
I sit there with a big tub, and the kids come by, and I hand them. I don't let them do it because if you let them put their hand in there, they're going to come out with all your candy. So I throw a couple here and there. If some kid put in a lot of effort, I throw extras. Or if some kid's extra cute, I throw extras.
Yeah. Don't you like not want to give kids to like who are like the teenagers?
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't like it.
I don't have a problem. Why?
No.
Why?
Because it just seems like they're kind of punky.
How my mom used to do it, man. It was little kids who she knew lived in the neighborhood got better candy. So
what about the older kids? They got a nickel. Here you go.
You got a little something. But no.
I give him a good piece of sage advice.
Give him condoms. Here, you'll need these in a couple years.
What?
Why would you say that?
I'm just practicing safety for Halloween.
Wow, that's not a good joke, man.
It's just awkward.
It's so awkward.
Bubba being awkward. Hi, Carson.
Hi.
I'm always the awkward.
I'm so glad you walked.
I just walked right into it.
Not 30 seconds before that. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. If you hear all the sirens, that's because they're going to the train wreck.
I can just back out slowly.
No, it's good. Come podcast with us.
Hey, Carson, I never told you this. So my dad, who you haven't met, but yes. My dad, when I was a kid, we would be driving down the road, and all of us together, and if an ambulance went by, everyone would pull over to the side of the road and then get back in traffic. You know, my dad follows ambulances and mainly fire trucks. He was a real, like, he wanted to go to the fire. So I thought that was just a regular thing. I thought everyone did that. So while I was getting the car with my buds and a fire truck would go by, and then they wouldn't follow it. And I was like, why are you not following the fire truck? Are y'all not going to follow the fire truck? They're like, excuse me? Oh, you're no. I got you now.
So you would be in the car and your dad would drive. He would follow the fire trucks to the scene. And did you guys just drive by or would he park? Or was it just he wanted to see where it was?
No.
He just wanted to see the carnage. He would show up just to see what was
down. So you would like drive to it and he would be like, that's where it is.
He would slow down.
There's definitely some flames.
He would stop on the side of the road and we would just look at it.
Wow. Okay.
Just look at
it. And then we would, sometimes there was nothing to look at. Because what he didn't always, I think later he understood, is that sometimes they would send fire trucks for medical emergencies, not necessarily a fire.
Right, right.
So sometimes we just show up and it's at somebody's house.
Yeah.
And they're just going inside to deal with whatever.
Right. There was a fire station at the end of my block. And so if something happened on my street, it was always a fire truck that responded to it, regardless of what it was. So I get it. But he would through morbid curiosity.
Yeah, he would show, and he would always be disappointed. I remember we would pull up and he would mumble, heart attack, and drive off. Yeah. So.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I want you to meet my dad.
Yeah, I think
You've never met. You've never met Larry. Big D's dad is like the cool. It's weird because he's more like Big D's son. You know? Have you met Zach?
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine Zach plus 50 years. I mean, he's got that same persona about him.
Yeah.
You know, Zach carries himself like an older guy.
Yes.
Is that why Zach got his car?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Didn't even think.
Because he said, he's like, I see it. He's like, all right, here you go. Yeah. Enjoy
in that
it.
Video?
Yeah.
Isn't that like, it's like the two awkward people talking to each other. All right, so... Zach, I'm giving you this car, the whole car, and you can have it.
The whole car. That's what he said. He actually said in the video,
I'm giving you the whole car. I'm giving you the deed and the slip.
Hold on. I actually have the video.
And then Zach,
just because it's great, I think I'm going to try to play that for you.
And a lot of people, like when it got posted, a lot of people were like, man, that kid should be more appreciative. No.
That's just him.
That was him appreciating.
Oh, he was. I mean, and they go out and they just sit in the car in the driveway, not even going anywhere. All his buds from the neighborhood, and they just sit there. I walked outside, and they're just sitting in the car listening to music.
Okay. I'm gonna play a little bit of the video here, just because it's great. The whole car is what he got.
That's yours.
Wait, really?
That's your car.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Got this Mustang. That's going to be yours. The whole car is yours. You're going to have the deed, the title, and everything.
The whole car.
The whole car.
The deed, the title. The whole car is yours. The whole car is yours. You're going to have the deed, the title, and everything.
This is not the Wheel of Fortune where we have to get each half of the car in order to get it.
That's awesome.
Huh?
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome, young man.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I've never thought about that. Zach and my dad are the same. They're just separated by years.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah, you know, my dad's got a new car. He bought a new car.
What did he get?
He got a Lincoln MKZ.
Yeah,
and
is it the one with the new front end or is it the one with the wing front end? Is it a brand new one or is it a previously owned model?
Previously owned.
Okay, so he's probably got the winged front
certified.
End. Does he have the big sliding roof?
No.
Because they do have a sliding roof option where the whole...
That's why you can't talk to Bubba about cars.
No, I was out at lunch the other day, and I pulled up Bubba's Instagram for something, and he had a picture of a guy washing his car. What kind of car was that?
It was a McLaren.
I have no idea what that is. And I'm with a dude, and I go, what's a McLaren? He goes, a what? I go, I think it's a car. I show him the picture. He's like, I have no idea.
The guy didn't know?
No. Uh-uh.
He's not a guy.
No. Well,
apparently. Okay.
Bubba's a big... the thing is, Bubba will send you in. If you ever... If one night you can't sleep, call Bubba and ask him about cars. And he will... And just put on speaker. And next thing you know, it's going to be morning. He will go on
I will lull you to sleep. Is that what's going on?
And on. He'll you talk are. About... This, oh, well, see, look at the back end of that. Now, what does that remind you of? The back of a car. I don't know. Now, see, if you look at the back quarter panel, that is a Miata. You see how they, see, the guy who designed the Miata originally, Joseph Goebbels.
Joseph Miata.
No, he makes fun of me because I actually know the names of designers, like car designers. I have a favorite. Joseph Ian Callum Miata, is my favorite one. Designer. I just mm-hmm. love the way he does the Astons, and I like the what he I like what he did with the Jag when he had them. I just okay. thought he was good.
We all have a thing.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. We do. We all have a thing.
We all have a thing.
That's his thing, and he's really good at it. He's really into it.
How did your party, the big Walking Dead party, go? I'm shifting gears so you can quit making fun of me.
The Walking Dead party was a smashing success.
The you guys had, like, what they did is for the Walking Dead party, they had all kinds of different things. So you could eat half of the one of the dead there. They had basically blue jeans with a skeleton.
Yeah, and she filled it with ribs and sausages.
The wedding weenies.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they are. And yeah, and it was... It got so bad while the actual show was on because it was very visceral that I couldn't even turn around and look at the tablescape because it was just, gross.
I saw the pictures and it was pretty realistic looking.
You did really good.
You look at it. But, well, I mean, that's what they do on The Walking Dead when they're eating. They're actually eating food. You know, like when they show that, when they show the dead, the zombies eating stuff, they're actually eating, you know, could be pork ribs or whatever it might be. And they're just gnashing at it and everything.
You just munching, blah, blah. And then we had, when there's an episode a season or two back where somebody cut off Bob's leg to eat him and it was barbecue was the big joke.
I saw
and
that.
So we had barbecue and I made a cake bat I made Negan's bat out of cake. And that went over pretty well. And yeah, we had Orange Crush and pudding and anything that could be referenced as Walking Dead food was there.
So. It was a lot.
It was a lot of work.
And you had all the little things on it and the labels and.
Oh, yeah. The thing is, like.
You had to label everything. It was like 1966 Batman.
Yeah.
It was like, this is the bat phone. And this
we had to
is
make sure everybody
button.
Knew why we were.
They got the reference.
And the thing is, if you. Like, my Instagram is Carson On Air. And if you go through and you look through some older pictures, you'll see when it comes to parties like this. Like, either we're going all out or we're not doing it. It's not like we can't just get together and throw a bag of chips on the table. Like, Super Bowl parties, I make stadiums of food. And like, yeah, you can't, like, half
That's
it.
So crazy.
What the crap?
Yeah, I did. I've made snacknasiums and dessert-tadiums is what I call them.
Dessert-tadiums? Yeah. That sounds like something you need to take pills for. Yes, I
because,
have dessert-tadium.
Yeah, it's just like, because somebody challenged me to make one once, and I was like, oh, well, then it's on.
So how do you make a dessert stadium?
I take cardboard and I cover it with white contact paper. And I put it on foam core, and I build a stadium, and then I build bleachers, and then I put desserts in it. So it was like cheesecakes and brownies and cookies and strawberries, and yeah, they were like the spectators. And then I made Rice Krispie treats for the field, and I dyed them green with hash marks, and yeah, it's all there on my Instagram page.
What are you talking about?
See, the thing is, this is where I go, I would make a great mom. But the whole, like, yeah, I get why it would scare guys off initially, so we're probably not going to get to that part B without getting to the part A.
Here's what happened with you. If you got a guy.
You always adopt.
And you got a guy, and he doesn't know. He's just going into the kitchen.
Yeah.
And he sees some Rice Krispies. And so, well, he's eating him some Rice Krispies. He gets a bowl, and he's eating them up, and you're not home yet. And boom, boom, you walk in the door. Hey, Have you been eating
have
my
you
Rice
been
Krispies?
Eating my Rice Krispies?
Those are for the party. I've got to make
not,
a field.
Have you not seen the Jet Puff marshmallows sitting on the counter? Did you not realize that we had a surplus of butter? Like, yeah. This is all happening.
I have to get ready. You know what? Just forget about it.
It is.
And then you walk back out and you're like, I hate men. And he's like going, oh my God, she's a kook.
And then she's like, where did she go? Well, obviously I had to go back to the grocery store.
How close am I?
You're probably not bad. I had to like come over. It was a friend of mine was hosting the Super Bowl party. And I had to bring things over in pieces. And I'm calling him like from outside going, hello, I need you to be a man and come carry things into your house. Because there were so many moving parts.
Yeah. I thought we were having a party. What's the U-Haul out there for? Oh, well, you know, it's getting ready.
Is that for the band who's going to be playing? Are they going to offload their gear?
Is Nashville filming here? Yeah.
But what's great is that I found other women who wanted to do this for The Walking Dead. And yeah. The woman that was hosting it, her husband, he was all in. He thought it was great. And she had some people that she worked with, and they were like, wow.
Yeah.
You guys really did it up.
It's another level.
Yeah. You know, again, go big or go home, man.
Yeah. No, that's good. You know, it's a fandom. And it's same thing with the guys who have a sports team.
Sure.
There's no difference whatsoever. No different whatsoever, because you see the same thing. You see people go, oh, look at the nerds. They're dressing up for Comic-Con. Yeah. Well, I put on a jersey every time I watch a football game at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Well, think about going to tailgate for a football game.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean,
yeah,
you guys.
You also
do tailgates. Like, it's a planned out thing.
And whenever
when
we tailgate, it's not just a t-shirt or something like that. You match your shorts, you match your shirt, you match your pants, or whatever it is, your socks, your underwear, everything.
Your menu is planned out.
You do it right.
You've been working on things for a week.
Yep.
Like, that is, so this is just my version of tailgating for a TV show.
All right, but we can all still make fun of LARPers, right? Live action role playing. Please. People who dress up in chainmail and go out to the park and
like Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, and act like they're having sword fights and stuff like that. And like casting spells.
It is
lightning
the greatest.
Lightning strike.
I'm trying to think if there's a double
live action role play.
Yes. I'm trying to decide if that is a double standard if we make fun of LARPing.
No, because I don't think I'm actually in The Walking Dead, nor am I on the football field playing.
Yeah.
So I am still a spectator at that point. I'm agree with you. Yeah, LARPers
are a
different thing.
Fair game. There's a group that does it in the summer, and I'll pass by and I'll see them out there. It looks like a Renaissance festival, and they just like, hey, it just happened. And I saw one, and the boys were, this is several years ago, and they were younger, and I go across traffic, I'm pulling in, and they're like, what are you doing, Dad? Guys, I want you to watch this. So we got the windows down so you can hear them because they have enchantment spells they do, and they're talking about.
No, wait, do they do it like in tongues and stuff? Not in tongues, but like in the like the elven language and
all? Yes, of course. Yes.
And so Wingardium Leviosa. Expelliarmus.
Yes. So they're doing all of that, and the kids are like, Dad, what is this? I go, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it is so interesting. Because they have like chainmail, and honestly, and I don't mean any offense, they all look like Patrick. The guys who participate in it look very similar to Patrick. They get the big beard.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of bigger guys. They're intelligent, because they are intelligent.
Yeah.
Because to spot out Latin, you got to be pretty smart.
Uh-huh.
And they get out there and they have their costumes. There's always a damsel.
But the interesting thing is that the role has changed. They're not in distress anymore. I find that when we have the damsel, she's usually the shield maiden and totally on her Viking game or something, you know?
Yeah. So anyway,
I will tell you, like, I had to quit dating a guy because I showed up. I don't know if I've told you this recently. I showed up. He'd invited me to his rugby game. He's a rugby player. I'm like, all right, cool, you know. So I bring some of my girlfriends. We go and watching rugby players. And after the game, he comes over and says, hey, I'll be right back. I just need to change before we go out. All right, like, I think you're putting on real clothes. He came back dressed as a pirate. It was not Halloween.
I respect that.
And I was like,
I respect that a lot.
So I go, oh, I wasn't aware that there was a costume party.
Now, was it just the puffy shirt? Or
no,
was it
no,
everything?
It was the hat with the, like, it was a feather and the pants with the sword.
Like,
and the
sword?
Boots. And he was quite the swashbuckler, apparently. And I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't know there was, because I thought, okay, maybe like rugby players, I've heard, get like crazy and they throw rowdy parties. I was like, oh, maybe they were doing a costume theme party.
Sure.
Nope. He was the only one dressed up because he likes to be a pirate.
What's wrong with that?
Gosh.
I don't see
how fast
you guys
in the car when you realize that, were you like, okay, and check
so, mark. So yeah, I was like, well, my girlfriend's like, it's kind of cold out here. Like, I think we're gonna go to Starbucks and get
what were
some,
they
like,
thinking at this time?
And they were like, okay. And so I said, like, I didn't mean to rush y'all. They're like, nope. They're like, you need to X that right now. Yeah, dude.
See, I don't have a problem. I've changed a lot lately. Like, I guess because you have all the people now with green and purple and pink and plaid hair and all that kind of stuff, where
right.
Just a couple years ago, that would have looked so strange and, oh, they're way out there. You know, even 10 years ago. But now I'm like, you know what? Go for it. If that's what makes you happy, then go for it. If he wants to be a pirate, let him swash your buckles.
I feel like I needed some warning. I feel like that is something that should have been disclosed prior to, I mean, again,
prior
purple
to
hair,
you bringing your friends there.
Yeah, I would have seen purple hair on the first date. I would have seen it in pictures. I'm down with you. I've had purple hair before. Cool, dude. You do you. But just, again, you're showing up as a pirate because that's how you choose to dress and there, again, there's no explanation. Just like, yep, I'm just a pirate. Okay.
I think that's great.
Well, shiver me timbers.
Run away.
Yeah. Oh, I scooted. I'm like, I'm just going to walk
check
on this
out
plank
scurvy.
Out the door.
any plans for the weekend? What do you guys, what are y'all doing?
I am going to be in a wedding on Saturday.
Same.
And I'm
different wedding, but Bubba and I both have weddings to go to this weekend.
Yep. And so I'm going to see Glenn.
Glenn, I can't believe Glenn's getting the hairiest man I know.
Yep. Glenn, my bud since third grade, is getting married finally. First time ever he's been married. So it's kind of, he's like the guy Carson. He's like he's just patiently waiting.
Except the hair part.
And so Glenn is finally getting married, and I'm going to go and be a part of that festivity.
Hey, see if you can do me a favor while you're there. Get a picture of one of his chest hair sticking through the jacket, through his shirt, and just out to the outside. It's the weirdest thing. I've never seen a guy. He's not only hairy, but they're like they're
hairs
like superhero hair.
Yeah.
They're so strong. They like go through his shirts.
Oh.
And like sweatshirts even. And you're like, what is that? Oh my gosh. Is that on the inside coming out?
Nature finds a way.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Glenn had a mustache in third grade, and I'm not kidding.
Third grade.
Mustache.
There's no way that's true. Oh. There's just no way.
Big D, you've seen, I would call him right now, but no. I can't.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I know Glenn, but I just don't know that I believe.
Whatever
Glenn had a mustache. He had facial hair in third grade. He was shaving in elementary school. Telling you.
When I met him, first time
the
I met him,
dude.
He had shaved. He had, you know, he had like a beard kind of thing. And, you know, you've got to, okay, this is really hard to explain, but imagine that if he didn't shave underneath his beard, it's like his beard would go into his chest and you can't tell where the difference is.
Okay. No, I know what you're talking about.
It's one big giant vest.
Like Chewbacca fuzz. Like that's, yeah.
It's so strong.
But the ladies loved his.
Some do.
No,
the
there
ones
was,
who do,
I'm
no,
just telling
some
you, from
do.
High school, he was legendary.
Yeah. But
they
yeah, because in
was,
high school, he's the only one who had hair.
Yeah.
But that, yeah. That the ones who like that really like it. But I'm telling you, not just going by experience, I'm just kind of going by what I hear. That most women,
because you are like the you are
no
the exact opposite of Glenn. Big D has
so,
no hair.
Somewhere in the middle
so
is
he's
a great.
Telling
is, that's
himself
a sweet
right
spot.
Now that the
no,
women
no, no,
no.
I get it.
That.
I got it. Looks like I shave my legs. What chick likes that? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that somewhere in between me and my Asian looking
like,
skin legs
like a
and
nice, very
that.
Dude.
That's kind of that's not overly done. It's not underdone. It's perfect.
It looks like I've got hair on my arms.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't look like
a gorilla like Robin Williams used to have gorilla hair on his arms.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Glenn is hairier than Robin Williams.
He is.
But the difference is Robin Williams' hair was long. That was interesting, too, because his hair was like really, like you could comb it. Glenn is just full hair. Does that make any sense?
It's like you could throw a ball at him and it would stick.
We had like a 10-minute conversation about how hairy Glenn is. I like that.
Anyway, he's getting
married. There's a guy in a gorilla suit on ESPN right now.
Yeah, that looks like him. That looks just like him. That's him.
Dude.
Yep. Oh, Glenn the gorilla.
Harambe?
He's going as Harambe.
For Halloween.
No. Hi, kids. Are you Harambe? No, I'm Glenn. Me, Glenn. And then Patrick, your niece?
Yeah, my niece is getting married.
Is that crazy to think your little niece, growing up, now she's going to get married?
I have very vivid memories of her being like 2 and 3 years old. And
you know what's weird is when you think about them being 2 or 3 years old, and then you think that coming up here Saturday night, you know for a fact that that's going on.
Dude.
It's weird.
What?
It's weird.
Bubba is already.
You don't think about that.
No!
I totally made a joke about that to Glenn the other day. I said, hey, guess what you're doing Saturday night? He goes, getting married. And I sent him a little boom chicka wow wow thing. And he goes, oh, yeah, that too. You guys don't met. You don't think about that?
No, because we're normal people. Okay. Look at D is just in shock silence.
I feel like this is yet another 3-1. This is another.
Wow.
Yeah, can we get your dad to follow him to the dumpster fire?
Jeez. Wow, what's going on here? Oh, Bubba's here. It looks like another train collided with the tree. Wow. All right, kids, let's go.
On that note, I'm out.
Martin
Priscilla Resendez says, I think about that, but I just don't say it out loud.
No, exactly.
Everybody thinks it.
Yeah, no.
I just said it.
All right.
I actually turned red on that one. And I don't know if it was because I was laughing so hard or if I was so embarrassed for you guys for never thinking that way.
Boy.
I just feel like one kid peed in the pool and we all have to get out now.
They don't get out for pee. They get out for poo.
Well, someone's got to get the skimmer, so let's mosey along.
All right. Well, Patrick's got to go.
False alarm is just a baby Ruth.
He's got to go, and Bubba's got to, I don't know what he's got to do.
I'm going to go call Glenn and tell him we talked about him the whole podcast.
Well, tell your niece that we're sorry that Bubba's gross and weird.
I didn't say anything about his niece. I said... I
hope no one in my family was listening to this podcast.
No.
Because they're going to all think it now.
Yeah.
Do you? I do. Do you? I do. Bounce.
Could you just read the commercial so we can love?
Really? You guys are done?
Yes.
Yeah, this was just getting fun.
Pretty much done.
All right. So... We want you to try the new Autumn Carve. I can't even talk now.
Can we do the podcast next week without Bubba?
You might have to. Try the new Autumn Carve turkey sandwich at Subway. It's a delicious sandwich featuring oven-roasted, thick-cut carved turkey made without artificial flavors or preservatives. And it's served with a new sweet cranberry mustard sauce that you're going to absolutely fall in love with. It's really, really good. They also have sliced cheddar cheese on there, all on the freshly baked 9-grain wheat bread. So get to Subway for the thick-cut autumn carved turkey sandwich today. Are we done?
Thank you. We're done. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Bubba should be sorry.